Hello, my name is Karen Guglielmo, the executive editor for SearchCIO.com, and I'd like to welcome you to today's expert podcast on virtualization management tools. I'd like to first welcome today's speaker, Galen Schreck, principal analyst with Forrester Research. At Forrester, Galen serves IT infrastructure and operations professionals. He researches networking, storage, and processing technologies and their effects on business. Current topics include servers, data center automation, and data center design. Galen's areas of expertise include technical architecture planning, scale-out computing, and product marketing. Galen came to Forrester from 3Com, where he was a business manager for 3Com's line of WAN and VPN solutions. His background also includes technology and healthcare consulting for Fortune 500 clients. Welcome, Galen.
Hi, Karen. Thanks for having me today.
Great, and as I mentioned earlier, we're here today to talk about virtualization management tools. I'll spend the next 10-plus minutes asking Galen to answer a number of questions about today's topic, so let's get started. So my first question today is, I've heard that visibility into performance, guaranteeing performance, availability, and even capacity planning are some of the biggest management issues that CIOs are facing when using virtualization. Can you talk a little bit about each of them and why they are causing such a concern for CIOs?
So I think we've gotten beyond some of the initial concern over implementing virtualization, and people are moving on to more complex issues as they try to ramp up their virtualized environments. I think if you were having just 5 or 6 virtual machines per server, maybe these things wouldn't really matter to you, right? Because it would be a lot simpler environment. But as you start running 20 or 30 virtual machines per server, or maybe hundreds of virtual machines overall, dealing with that overall environment, seeing what's going on, being able to plan for capacity increases, it becomes more challenging, right? So, certainly visibility into performance is a key issue. A lot of folks have system management tools that don't, I'll describe them as legacy system management tools, that don't really understand virtual server performance because they can't see into the virtual machine and they can't really understand the health of the application that's running there. They can see perhaps in aggregate the health of the virtual server overall, and they can see if it's up or down. But when it comes to understanding if a particular application is suffering from, kind of a performance brownout, are end users seeing a slowdown? You need more specialized tools to be able to figure out that that's happening. And I would say the same goes for guaranteeing performance and availability too, right? You're now having to deal with a lot of machines, virtual machines, on one box. And so people are concerned, I think, over having a lot of eggs in one basket, right? You've got 30 machines perhaps running on this VMware ESX host, and if something bad were to happen to it, that's you're going to lose more than one app now, right? It's going to be a sizable outage for a bunch of different customers using a bunch of different applications. So being able to see those things happening or anticipate those things happening before things get bad and respond to them by relocating virtual machines or spreading out the workloads, I think that's another key capability that people are looking for. And then as far as capacity planning goes, you'd like to be able to run this environment as efficiently as you can. We don't want to repeat the same mistakes that we made already in terms of over-provisioning servers. We have today many physical servers run at whatever 10 or 15% utilization. And, clearly that's no good. And now we're seeing people, fall into the trap of doing that with their virtual servers. You buy a $20,000 server, you put 10 virtual machines on it, and still it's running below 50% of what it's capable of. So, again, understanding how much capacity you have, how much you've promised essentially to those applications that run on there, and being able to add new servers at just the right time. Because now we're also purchasing sometimes more expensive servers than we once did. Instead of buying a $5,000 pizza box, you might be buying a $20,000 HP, four-socket server or something. So, the investments are a little chunkier sometimes. So being able to anticipate that and optimize that is key.
Okay, and so can you mention some of the traditional systems management vendors and startups out there that are offering some of these virtualization management tools?
Yeah, sure. So all the major systems management players, be it HP with OpenView or IBM with Tivoli and now BMC, they all have some kind of virtualization management capability, you know, being added to different parts of their product stack. So if you're already a customer of some of those folks, there are, like I say, you know, configuration management tools or extensions you can buy to your existing platforms that may help with that. I would argue that some of the smaller companies that are out there now that are specializing in virtualization management have perhaps deeper expertise for VMware. So, for example, there's companies like Quest with a product called Foglight, or Serba has a capacity management platform for optimizing virtual machines. vKernel makes a capacity planning tool, for example. So I think they all have sort of zeroed in on virtualization and you know, kind of provide a lot of insight into what's happening inside of VMware and are now adding other platforms like Microsoft Hyper-V or Citrix Zen Server to that.
Any advice you can give to CIOs on selecting the right tools to meet their virtualization management needs?
I think the key is to not go, too crazy with this, right? We don't want too many point products. There are a lot of really interesting products out there, and I think that the key is to find something that plugs in well with your existing tools. We don't want to create management silos. We don't want to, like I say, overinvest in a lot of point products. There are some very interesting tools out there, but I guess thing one is, make sure that there's a specific need that you're trying to address, right? I don't think that these are things you need to acquire day one as you're rolling out virtualization. I think that a lot of the tools we just talked about for capacity planning or optimization are things that start to matter, like I say, when you get into running dozens of ESX servers with possibly 100 or more virtual machines on them. It's not a day one type of requirement. And I think it also depends on the complexity. So when you have a more complex environment with, let's say, a lot of dynamic resource scheduling going on, or where you're using vMotion to move resources around and configure networks dynamically, you know, now some of the tools like, HP has a thing called Insight Dynamics, and there's some other companies like, I think it's Replicate Networks that, you know, they can optimize VM placement and understand, you know, the network configuration issues that sort of surround your virtual and physical network environment. Like I say, those things start to matter when the environment becomes more complex. So finding things that fit well with your existing management platform, be it OpenView or Tivoli or BMC, and selecting tools from providers that are, let's call them multifunctional. I think there are a lot of very small vendors out there. But the folks I mentioned, like, Serba or Quest or vKernel, their products, I would argue, provide a multitude of different functions. They're a little bit more Swiss Army-like in nature. So you're not buying just a single feature.
Okay, the last thing I want to ask you about is costs. Are these third-party management tools really affordable to enterprise CIOs?
I think that, the cost varies. And I would argue that, they're not... They're not super cheap. It really depends on how many sockets the server has in terms of processors. A lot of them are licensed by the number of CPUs and the number of virtual machines you have. I would argue that they are affordable in the, in comparison to how much you're going to be spending on the rest of the virtual infrastructure or new virtual servers and things like that. They're not terribly costly, I don't think. And I think the key thing is to not go too crazy with lots of different point products or products that have sort of very narrow functionality. I would think of it as just sort of extending your existing investments in system management, as opposed to trying to create a whole new silo of management. So the costs are, like I say, it really does vary. But maybe from a couple hundred dollars per CPU on up to maybe even $1,000 a server. It depends on the tool. But I would argue that they are, like I say, sort of comparable to existing management tool costs, so not too out of line.
Okay, great. And on that note, that does conclude today's podcast. Thanks again to Galen Schreck for speaking with us today, and thank you all for listening. Have a great day.
Thanks very much.